In Iraq today, the U.S. military released 500 Iraqi prisoners who are no longer considered security threats. This year, the U.S. has released about 50 such prisoners a day. Most of them are Sunnis, suspected of involvement in the insurgency, and the releases are aimed at promoting a climate of reconciliation between Sunnis and Shiites, who now dominate the government. NPR's Jamie Tarabay reports.
In a ceremony at a U.S. base near Baghdad's airport this morning, the soon-to-be-freed Iraqis sat on plastic white chairs, flanked by American military police and a handful of Iraqi soldiers. The prisoners all wore brand-new cotton flannel shirts, given to them by the military. They blinked in the harsh sunlight as a military band began to play. Since the beginning of the year, the U.S. military has released 6,300 men and boys from detention centers across Iraq. Many had never been charged. At today's ceremony, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki urged the prisoners to close this chapter of their lives and return to their homes and families. Most of these men are Sunnis from Fallujah, Ramadi, and other former bastions of insurgent activity. Sunni politicians have long demanded the release of these men as a condition for moving toward reconciliation between Sunnis and Shiites. Sunni leaders claim the men were unfairly targeted by Iraq's Shiite-dominated security forces. Prime Minister Maliki told reporters reconciliation shouldn't be dependent on more prisoners being released.
Reconciliation enhances political relations, but there should be dialogue and cooperation between politicians, regardless of what the situation is with the prisoners.
Some of those prisoners may never be freed, said Maliki, if they don't accept what he called Iraq's new political reality. But Maliki did say he's pushing for a general amnesty for those who can accept the change.
Every day I discuss this with my legal counsel. We also hope to work with the coalition forces to let a greater number of Iraqi prisoners go free on the promise that they won't attack coalition forces again.
At today's ceremony, there were no American officials available to discuss the possibility of a general amnesty. The event was tightly controlled by U.S. military police. Reporters were only allowed to speak to a pre-selected 15 of the 500 who were released today. Mohammed Ibrahim was one of those allowed to speak. A 22-year-old from Fallujah, he was arrested in 2005, but says he wasn't allowed to meet with a lawyer until 2 months ago.
My case was referred to a committee, but they told me they had no evidence against me. So the committee decided to release me, thank God.
The U.S. military acknowledges the judicial process is slow. Each detainee's case is supposed to be evaluated within 3 months of his arrest. But the detention of thousands at the height of the military surge this year made things even slower. Naeem al-Zobai, a blue-eyed 21-year-old from Abu Ghraib, was arrested in February.
They detained me, my father, and my four brothers. At the beginning, they said they would release us a few hours after we were arrested. After 9 months, I still don't know why we were detained.
Zobai says his father is still in custody, and he doesn't know when or if he'll be freed. There are still some 25,000 people being held at U.S. military detention camps across Iraq. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.